This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Welcome to the Sean and Chief Show.
Or that's weird.
The Chief and Sean Show. Shit. The Chief Show. Well, just
that's fucked up.
Okay, the Sean Show.
That's fucked up, too.
The Kentucky Show.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. Yes.
Welcome to the Kentucky, Kentucky Show.
Kentucky right. is here.
In the house.
Live and in person.
Live.
This is
live. He's live. You just said it.
This isn't really live.
Yes, it is.
Well, Kentucky's live here right now, but by the time people hear this, they will have edited all of the stuff about Street Outlaws out of the deal.
He'll be at SEMA by then.
Yeah, he'll be drunk at SEMA. So,
if you see Kentucky drunk at SEMA, hand him a beer.
Yes, please. Budweiser.
Yeah, we are going to be at SEMA. We're leaving very, very soon on a jet plane. It will probably be in coach.
Yeah, we're poor. We will.
But we're headed to Vegas, and we're going to do the SEMA thing. I'm hoping this year I will find out what's supposed to be cool about SEMA. I've yet to figure that out, but this year I'm on a mission. I will find out what's cool about SEMA this year.
Besides us.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
I mean, we're there.
Well, we will be.
Okay, then. We always go to the places that are cool. Or do we make the places that we go to cool?
See, that's a question.
That's what we got to figure out. Because everywhere I go, it's pretty cool.
Or you wouldn't be there.
Or I wouldn't be there. I'd leave if it wasn't cool. But since I'm there, it's cool.
Everywhere I go, I'm on time.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
We never wait on you. But one thing that doesn't wait on Big Chief is a plane.
The plane won't wait. I've been left by planes. I've been left by the best and the worst of planes. I've missed every fucking flight I've ever had. It's ridiculous. I don't know what the problem is.
I've been on the plane begging the stewardess, just give him 5 more minutes, just a couple more minutes. And they're like, no. Like it's not even, they don't even think about it. It doesn't matter who you are.
That's the one thing that I've learned, man, is no plane will wait for Chief.
No.
Everywhere else, I can pretty much show up when I want, and things kind of hang around until I get there, but not planes.
No.
I show up, the plane's gone. They don't even care. They actually don't. They're not even surprised. Nope. So, let's get right into it here. The show was on last night. You know that show that we're not supposed to talk about with the name.
Street Outlaws on the Discovery Channel.
The Street Outlaws show.
That show was on last night. Believe it or not, they haven't canceled it yet. It's still going. Mm-hmm. And hang on, let me get my notes. I actually watched the show last night, and I made myself some notes of things that I wanted to discuss.
It wasn't
about
bad.
The show. It wasn't bad compared to last week. It wasn't bad.
It was way better than last week.
It was definitely better. Okay, so first of all, yeah, these are my notes. I don't know why. But in one of the interviews last week, I caught it, and now this week it was a lot of it. I'm wearing lipstick.
Why are you wearing lipstick?
But why though?
I don't know. I've yet to figure that out. But by watching the interview, something is definitely different about my face. Like, wow, somebody's.
I just got a text message. It was Phantom. Oh. He's sitting right there.
He's sending you a text message. Why would he text me? Did he say something about my ears?
No, it's in the group.
I figured he was talking shit to you.
It's a pretty picture. It's a pretty good
picture. Talking shit about me by texting you. Oh, my God. That's horrible. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, lipstick. I don't know why. And some of you guys, if you've noticed, I don't know why it looks like I'm wearing lipstick.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, watch it again, and you'll go, oh, my God. Chief's full on wearing lipstick. Like, I look.
Full what?
Full blown.
Yeah, full blown, too.
Full blown. Full blown.
Hey, I have noticed it before. I didn't notice it last night, but I have noticed it in a couple of other episodes.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I didn't notice it. You didn't notice it?
No.
Well, then it didn't happen.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Because in all my interviews, my toenails are painted. So I'm not going to say much. If you like to, I mean, some people like to wear lipstick.
There's a big fucking difference. I mean, I agree the paint and toenails thing is a little weird. I still haven't got used to that. There's a big fucking difference in painting your toenails and full on wearing lipstick, dude.
I agree.
That's
But, you know, to
lot.
Each their own.
That's
and I'm
lot.
Not going to judge you
I mean,
because
I would,
you like to wear lipstick.
Dude, just the thought of me actually having to apply, not even wearing it, just the thought of having to apply the lipstick to my lips makes me hard. Just thinking of that.
Oh, man.
That's so gross. There's only one dude I can name.
I stand back and I look in the mirror and I got my junk tucked back and I'm like,
Would you There's only one dude I can name cool enough to wear lipstick and has done it, and that's Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, that's different. He's a
badass.
You can't knock him. He's a badass. Yeah. I'm nobody. I'm literally fucking nobody on a dumb street racing show from Oklahoma. And for some reason, in one interview only, it looks like I'm wearing lipstick. And the next one, look normal, totally normal.
Yep. All rubbed off.
So I don't know if somebody passed me the wrong chapstick or what, but I was definitely wearing a beautiful shade of strawberry there. Nice. I don't know why, guys. I know you're going to ask about it on Facebook. I know you're going to hit me up about it. I don't know. Let's just get that out of there. I don't know why. The next thing, my notes here. In one of the scenes last night, of course, the episode last night was the list races, right? And it was all about the shaking up of the list. And we're shaking up the list.
Not really.
It didn't really shake up.
It didn't really shake up.
They made it seem like it was shook up. But if you look at it afterwards, it was kind of the same.
Everybody who goes up the list stops at number two.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
We put a halt on that deal.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. I just kind of sit there and watch.
Yeah.
I just worked a flashlight, which apparently some people can't see.
That was chicken shit that you put that right in his rearview mirror, knowing that he had a street truck and he's got a rearview mirror, you know, for safety.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, okay? When the light comes on, he doesn't see it at all. Supposedly, that's what he says, because his rearview mirror was in the way. But somehow Derek saw the light before it even came on.
Yeah.
The white wino couldn't see because of the rearview mirror.
No.
There's only one person that's ever complained about not being able to see the flashlight when I flag, and that's Henson, and it was because his eyes were closed.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about the other reason that he says that he lost?
Which other reason?
The other reason he's putting all over the face.
So we're talking about white rhino here?
Yes.
Okay. He says he lost because a radio controlled car owned by Pilgrim or Discovery or somebody, one of the people
that we can't say.
One of the groups of people we're not allowed to talk about. They built a radio controlled car with a camera on it to chase the cars down the road.
Which is really slow,
chase,
by the way.
The key word is chase.
Well,
I just want you guys to know that
he got caught.
This is how fast or not fast some of these guys are. They have a fucking RC car on the starting line.
And it's not even a fast RC car. Really.
It's just like a my
RC
drive
car
dash.
Would put links on that thing.
My son Corbin is two, and he has a two-wheel drive slash, and he can't even drive it in a straight line, and he would bust that RC car by many, many car lengths. Somehow, this RC car was able to run side by side with the white rhino after the light comes on, and then, in a terrible feat of judgment, it gets loose.
Yeah, no,
the white rhino is making a straight hit.
Yeah, well,
he's hooked. Hooked up and gone.
He's not spinning.
The RC car gets loose, slides sideways, collides with the white rhino's rear tire.
Yes. It was over.
This 12-pound, 6-ounce radio-controlled car disrupted the 6,800-pound white rhino by hitting its right rear tire.
Yes.
And
but he didn't know.
He bitched about it when he got back. He said that was the reason he lost.
Well, that's because his guys told him.
Right. But when he actually came back through the starting line, he didn't even know he had hit the RC car. He didn't even feel it.
No.
I mean, nothing. No. Literally nothing. But they told him, hey, that RC car hit your rear tire. Next thing you know, he's got the pro jacks out. He's got lifted up, rolling the tire, trying to see if there's any damage and anything he could do to blame that loss to the fastest El Camino ever.
Yeah.
He's blaming it on the RC car. So he got beat by two car lengths, a full two El Camino lengths.
A full two.
And then complains of the RC car, complains of the light, not being able to see the light. But, man, if you watch the race, it wasn't like he sat there forever. And it wasn't like the El Camino got out on him a car length, and you see when it hit the RC car hit him, he jumped out two more. No, it was
and then
like,
after that, he was reeling him in.
No,
or
he wasn't like, wasn't. No, he wasn't going around the dude. I could understand it if it was a legitimate bitch, but – dude, you got wore out. And then Monza. God, I know we're not supposed to talk about Monza, but Monza made a Facebook post last night.
He killed it
on the White Rhino's Facebook. And everybody go like the White Rhino's page, please. And he says, so White Rhino says, Gotta love TV. They will show what they want. Editing for the win. It wasn't about the light. It was about the production company's RC car. And then Monza posted, if you could outrun the RC car, it never would have happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, let's face
Monza
it.
Monza had the truth on him for
a minute.
If
you can't outrun the RC car, you really don't need to be on the list, right? I mean,
it hasn't even got close to anybody else.
No.
That I've seen.
It didn't even get close to farm. It didn't even get close to farm truck.
No.
So, anyway, moving on from that. That was funny. I don't know why he seems to persist that the RC car caused his loss to the El Camino, but whatever. Monza truthed on him. It was hilarious. And I can't wait to see Monza at SEMA and make him laugh.
Yes.
And we're all going to.
I hope we're on the same plane.
I was going to say, I hope we're on the same plane with him.
Which we can't talk about it if we are.
Yeah, we can't talk about any of that, period.
That's the last that you'll hear of
it. This is the last you'll hear of it, I'm sure. The other thing. Now, this is cool. I saw a farm truck in one of his scenes. I'm not really big into the fishing scenes because they really seem kind of pushed. But I know that the thought is there, and I remember fishing with farm truck. We didn't call it fishing, but I remember, you know, hanging out on 39th on a Wednesday or a Thursday night and just sitting there with the truck and my truck and all of our regular daily driver stuff that's fast, and we just sat there, and we waited all night until somebody drove by in a Camaro or a Lamborghini or something stupid, and we'd go chase them around until they raced us. I mean, that's what we did. And that's what started all this. And I noticed last night that in one of the scenes of Farm Truck Man, he's sitting at Steve's Wholesale Tool on 39th Street. I mean, that was the spot.
Right by the old O'Reilly's.
That was the spot. We sat there every Saturday night. I mean, that was the truest part of the show that I've seen so far, is just seeing the farm truck sitting out in front of Steve's Wholesale again. It was like, I don't know, it was pretty cool for me. It made me smile, and it made me remember why, you know, what got us into all this shit and why we do it. And I was, I don't know, it was kind of sentimental seeing him sit out in front of there. I mean, I've sat out in front of there so many nights with him waiting on races and guys to go by and rev their motor, and he'd rev his as they drove by. It was great, you know, but that was cool. Not a lot of people are going to catch that. They don't go into detail on that, but that was just something. If you guys watched it, I hope you guys caught that. I mean, that was 39th Street, man. That's Route 66, the real fucking deal, Oklahoma City. It was pretty badass.
Yep.
What the fuck is up with Doc kissing his trailer door?
Man, I must have missed that.
I missed that one, too.
Yeah,
I didn't see it at all.
I love Doc, but he does some awkward shit.
Well, he makes things weird.
Man, last night, I thought it was cute when he was talking to his car, and he was, come on, sweetheart, we got to do this. Yeah. And, you know, called his car sweetheart and rubbed it real good. I'm sure he was getting a chubby while he was doing it. But then after he got done racing, he walked by his trailer and kissed the no respect symbol on his trailer.
Was that after I beat?
No, I think it was after he beat Monza. Did he win any races?
I don't think so. I think he only raced once.
Yeah, I think I thought there was only one race.
It was probably after the test hit.
Because
remember, he made the fastest test hit that it's ever made.
Right. I don't remember. I just know that I saw him kiss his trailer door, and I was like, that's kind of different. You know, that's kind of weird.
Well, Doc's different, man.
Hey, man, but he's opening up.
Yeah.
We're starting to figure out who the real Doc is.
But I like it whenever he says weird things like
that. I love it, because that's really who he is.
It kills me. It's the greatest thing ever. And it makes me laugh, and I like Doc more now than ever.
Oh, yeah. Because
he says the most awkward things, but it makes for great TV, and it makes me laugh.
But it's who he is. I mean, we shit on him all the time because we think it's goofy when he does that shit and it's just us. But then when you see him do it and while you're watching it with three million of your buddies, it's funny, and you go, man, that's who this guy really is, dude. Yep. He really does, you know, believe that he's in a montage of a movie. Like, that's him. It's great. It's the greatest thing ever. I love the dude for it.
Yeah.
Asian in the bite suit. I'm sorry, man. I know that a lot of people don't like Asian, but dude, I was laughing so fucking hard when he was in that bite suit. I don't know why, but when that German Shepherd took off after him, I was in fucking tears, dude, because he was really, really scared.
That was a sweet dog.
That dog
was badass.
I'm running through my notes here real quick because I know last week we went like an hour or something.
Yeah, and that's too much.
I'm not sure why we put so much emphasis with the editing last night on how hard Derek works. But I have never heard.
He's a damn hard worker, man.
I mean, I know Derek works hard, and I know he works long hours because I've seen him do it. But I mean, just nonstop last night with
everything.
With how bad, and I know it's not Derek doing it. You know what I mean? Derek just says what he normally says, and then they put it all together, and it made Derek just look like he's working 90 hours a week, working his goddamn hands to the bone, come out here and have Dominator call
him out.
To race
his buddy.
I mean, that was chicken shit. Made me feel bad for him. I wanted to punch Dominator.
Yeah, I can't believe Dominator. We told Dominator he should, you know, that's his buddy. He probably should give him time to fix his car.
And Derek's out working his fingers to the bone to make this race on his broken transmission that looks a lot like a rear end.
Yes.
And then Dominator, he's just riding around doing nothing.
Yeah, coming by the shop.
Coming by the shop, hanging out, just stopping in everywhere, saying what's
talking
up.
Talking about, look, I'm tired of waiting on Derek.
While Derek's out working. Yeah, Derek's working his ass off at 5 a.m., 18-hour days, to have his buddy Dominator just drive around, go behind his back, chicken shit.
Can't believe you did that, Dom.
Man, that was bullshit, man. Derek works too goddamn hard.
We tried to talk him out of it. He's like, you can't do this. Derek works too fucking hard for you to do this.
Long hours, man. Service rider, just 5 a.m. in the morning, service rider, just writing his little ass off, man. Poor son of a bitch. I felt bad for him. The way they put it together, I really felt bad for him. Especially, he didn't know the difference between a rear end and a transmission.
I know.
His transmission was busted, but yet, then I never saw him touch it.
I saw opinion. I don't know.
I think, and then Dominator said, oh, Dominator's nice. He's helping him out working on his transmission. I was like, no, he's not.
No, he just, rear end. Yeah, and plus, Dominator wasn't helping him. He's just pretty much telling him how much work he had to do. And then Derek let him know, that he had to be up at 5 a.m., and he's got 18 hours worth of work to do. And Dominator was like, well, you better get to it then.
Yeah. Man, and then to go out there and make a fast-ass pass like that, and then Dave calls him out for
Dave
jumping. Derek
Dave,
works too goddamn hard to come out there and deal with Dave calling him out for jumping. I didn't see the jump. Nobody else saw the jump. Dave had to, hey, I think he jumped.
Yeah.
The same way he did boosted the pass before. Yep. What is Dave, the fucking red light police?
Well, he's got nothing else going on out there. So he's walking around talking shit.
Yeah, but he just lined Derek up.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be on Derek's side. He's fucking calling him out for jumping. Man, it's chicken shittery.
It's chicken shittery.
The Doc and Monza Alliance. Yes, so what? That's no surprise. We all knew that. You know, everybody.
Yeah, until
got
it comes down to it, and then Monza's like, "I'll drag his fucking ass."
I really feel like the Doc Monza Alliance is really more of a Doc Alliance.
It's definitely one sided.
Monza's always kind of just like, "I'm there for you, buddy," and then he's like, "Oh, fuck him up." You know. So I like how the poor Doc, he really wants that to work too,
and he does.
I just don't know that Monza's heart is in it.
No, Monza's too much of a hard ass to have an alliance like that. So
yeah, he'd shit on his own alliance.
He would. I know I started this alliance, but fuck that, man. We got a race.
Okay, on the Murder Nova page, we put some. I'm sorry, Monza is a fucking hard ass.
Don't say Monza.
Sorry, that guy that guy that Doc calls his buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, we put some things up on the Murder Nova page here. It says, give us some questions you'd like to have answered. I'm going to go through some of these real quick.
Yeah.
Well, somebody did. We did. We don't even know how to turn on the Facebook. They have to have my computer up and running when we start this deal, or else I'm lost.
Yeah, I can't even get to it.
Yeah, and if they haven't refreshed it in the last half hour, I don't see none of the new comments anyway. So, why don't you guys let Kai live in Boosted's camper so he can be on the list? I think Kai does live in Boosted's camper. It's just in Mississippi.
Yeah. Man, we
Kai could move his house here.
Camper up.
I was going to say, I don't think that camper's
that camper's fucking
trash. It's unlivable.
Crying white wino. What's the closest you've ever come to being hit by a car while flagging a race? Ooh, that's not.
Wow. I think it's Dominator. Thomas,
not bad. Yeah. Dominator almost hit me one time close.
It was close.
It was fucking close.
You got
close.
Real skinny real quick.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight in a heartbeat. And then the other time was when Farm Truck was racing somebody, and he had a GoPro hanging off the side of his truck, and it skated way hard towards me, and I had to, like, literally jump over the GoPro. That one was pretty close. I think it was the same season, too.
Hmm.
Obviously, I've never been as close to being hit as I have since the show has started. On the, you know, out doing our normal thing on the real streets, I never really got that close to getting hit.
No. Set by exhaust, maybe.
What would you be doing if you never crossed the drag racing path? What would you be doing, Sean?
Shit.
If you never drag raced.
If I never drag raced?
You'd be into drag something, right?
I'd probably just drag.
Drag.
I don't really know. I started on my way to drag, and it just stopped with the the toenails. So I don't know. Maybe I'd have went up from there.
Hey, think drag racing may have saved you.
It might have.
Right now, you may be like Shauna.
Shonda.
Shonda. That's Shonda. Even fucking better. Shonda. Yeah. Hell yeah. When will Chuck be fast? God damn, I don't know. I'm hoping soon, Chris Walden. I'm hoping soon. What? Brandon Mikovics. What's there a better chance of? Someone getting a picture of Bigfoot riding the Loch Ness Monster or freaking Regan making the list?
That's pretty good. That's a damn good question.
Well, I don't think either one of those is possible, but
that's.
I'm going to go with Bigfoot.
And yeah, Bigfoot probably
riding the Loch Ness Monster. That'll definitely happen before Regan makes the list. Yeah. God, man, that poor guy. Yeah. Where's Tina making Regan a sandwich? What you got for me?
I got a. Jeff Darr wants to know, how did the show Street Outlaws start? Did Discovery approach you guys?
Oh, yeah. They called us. Actually, they posted on a bunch of car websites and said that they wanted a street race.
And we told them,
yeah,
fuck off, cops.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he wanted names and phone spots. Numbers of all my buddies and what kind of cars they drove, what they did for a living. I was like, yeah, yeah. That makes total sense. That's
gonna happen. Yeah.
No thanks.
You want me to email it to you?
Yeah. We pretty much brushed them off for a while till they finally just showed up with cameras and we're like, hey, you guys look like you're really from California too.
Let's go do it. You're wearing, they freaked out.
Yeah, they're wearing V-necks and shit. I'm like, yeah, you aren't from here.
Skinny jeans,
V-necks. Yeah. When is my boy Kentucky going to build a car and start racing?
As soon as these guys start paying me.
We told you, man. We're taking you to the top with us.
Yeah, no, we're taking you up, buddy.
Yeah, you're going with us.
But once we get there,
yeah,
shit,
you're going to owe us. Why didn't you guys take the girl at Nova to Kansas City for those pro mods? We don't know. That was a bad deal.
I thought we talked about that already.
Big Chief, when you were on Pinks, did that inspire you to start Street Outlaws? No. Pinks was a long time ago. No, I didn't start Street Outlaws anyway. It was just kind of here. They just show up and videotape it. Chief is from my hometown, Louisville, Kentucky. Why has he never been back? Well.
Yeah, why don't you go back, man?
Let's go back.
I don't really know how many. Let's go to Louisville. I'm welcome there. So, I don't know. I love Louisville, though. If I get the chance to go back, I'll go back, and I'll be on fucking Roofer Street down there at fucking Highlands, baby, partying my ass off with my Uncle Woody.
My Uncle Woody.
Yeah. He's doing it right now.
Guaranteed he is. He's out there right now. Is Boosted really a punk, or is it just for TV? I'm gonna let you feel this one, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, Boosted's a punk, you know. I like him, but yeah, it's the way he is, and he makes for way better TV whenever he's himself. If you give Boosted the chance to be himself, he makes great TV, and he's great when he's on your side. But he can definitely get under your skin. He knows how to push your buttons.
Oh yeah, he's good at it. He's always been good at it. Why do you guys talk so much shit on small tires and track racers and then put small tires on your cars and go race at the track?
Well, I don't talk shit on small tires.
This show kind of makes it seem like we don't like small tires. The gist of it is we just want to race, period. And on the street, it's really hard to be competitive with small tires, and you always have that crutch you have to lean on. And we just want to race heads up. You know what I mean? That's all we want to do. We want to race heads up. On the street, if there's no rules, we're going to make it, you know, we're going to make our cars no rules. We're going to put biggest tires we can on because that's what's competitive. When we go to the racetrack, though, we want to race in the class that are fun to race in, and those are the 275 and 315 classes. Yeah. We want to go to the big races with the big crowds and the good tracks and all the crazy people, and we could see all our heroes out there racing with us, you know, like Little Evil and Keith Barry and, you know, Dwayne Mills, the Golden Gorilla.
I mean, if all we did was race at the track, I feel like we wouldn't have big tires.
We wouldn't have a show. No one would care about us either because we'd be like 3 and 4 qualifiers in a field that nobody gives a shit about. Yes. So, you know, you find out what you're good at, and we're pretty good at this. So how come it's always Chief and Sean? Why never Sean and Chief?
That's a damn good question, sir.
Way to go, Richard. You don't know?
I don't really
see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I've never.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's supposed to be Sean and Chief. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. They just want to know how come that, you know, I'm always holding you back.
You're holding me back.
Well, that's what it seems like. It seems like I'm Ricky Bobby and you're the dumb guy.
Yeah, the oh, man. They're both dumb guys.
The dude that steals Ricky Bobby's wife is who you are.
Yeah, you're a wife-stealing liar.
Oh, that's messed up.
Why my 7-year-old, who is also a scene, asked why Murder Scene only has half a beard. Please explain yourself. Why you only have half a beard?
I only got half a beard?
That's what it says right here. I don't know.
How do you... I don't get it.
I don't have a beard. Oh, is that what he's talking about? No beard?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I can't grow a beard.
Oh, well, there you go.
I got gaps.
Gaps. You got gaps. Yeah. How hurt would your feelings be if you lost to a Civic, says Dylan.
Whew.
I've lost to a Civic. I don't give a shit. I've lost to everything you can imagine. I've lost to the fucking worst and the best. You ain't getting my cherry. I promise you. Ain't nothing about losing that's that big a deal. You know what I mean? Winning is cool, but if you race and you race a lot like we do, you're going to lose to everybody.
Yep.
I have lost to I've lost to a lot of people.
Nobody's going to win them all.
No, except for Kai.
He don't win them all. Just against us.
He don't win them all.
He gets his ass whipped all the time.
If Chief weren't married and you had a sister who wanted to date him, would you let her? Oh, this is a fucking good one. I'm sorry. It took me a while to read it there.
Say it again.
Marie asks, if I wasn't married, if I was single and you had a sister.
I had a sister?
Yeah, and your sister was hot for me. Would you be cool with it? Would you let me date your sister?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, you're a pretty good dude.
Thanks, buddy. That's straight out of Bad Boys 2 right there, one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
That's what happened there, right?
I don't feel like it would be, you
Bad
know,
Boys
I mean,
4? Phantom says it's Bad Boys 4?
It could be no. Way worse, you
know? Oh, no, he says we have 4 minutes left. I thought he was saying it's Bad Boys 4. I was like, when did... I didn't even see 3.
Dude, say, hey, this is a new one.
10 minutes ago, he's holding up a 3, so I don't understand what's going on over here.
Do you always... Whoa, what? Do you always get butthurt? I don't get butthurt.
You get butthurt? No, finish that question.
Do you always get butthurt when people are ragging on you, but and when in reality it's all in fun and you act like Mr. Tough Guy Be a Dick, like we have seen many, many times?
You do that?
I don't know. Do I?
Is that to you or is that to me?
Probably you.
I don't get butthurt, though.
I didn't think we got butthurt.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We don't get butthurt.
Would you want your kids to be street racers? Hell no. God, good Lord, no. I want my kids to be astronauts or fucking...
It's going
to
happen.
I want them to be fucking smart, and I want them to be good at stuff, and I don't want them to have to work on cars and race cars in the fucking road like an idiot and have everybody yelling. No, hell no, I wouldn't want that. God, no. But if they're going to... I'm
going
to fucking make sure they're the fastest.
Corbin's going down the road.
Make sure they have the best of the best.
Going down the road with just little.
Oh yeah,
hair wave.
I'll be fucking towing them to high school in the trailer. You know what I mean? Like just so that we can make sure they're on M5. All right, I think that's all for today. Man, sucks. I could go on forever. But we got a plane to catch.
We do have to get.
We got
on
a beer to drink.
Come to SEMA and see us.
To take. We got. Hairy chest to sign.
We could be drunk. So if you see us,
Budweiser,
bring us a beer. And
I don't know what's coming on next week on the show that we can't talk about, but we won't talk about it.
Oh, it's the imports.
Oh,
it is the imports. That's where everybody thinks that, you know.
Yeah, well, you did.
I got drunk. So that's the question. Why do you lose to an import?
Does Sean get beat by the import?
That will be the number one question next week.
Okay. Well, see you guys later. As always, send us more funny shit to answer. We'll be back as long as they let us. And hopefully, if you get to hear this again, then they haven't taken us off the air yet. If you don't hear this, then help find us a lawyer that's worth a shit.
Yeah. For free.
Adios.
Take care.
Someone's going to have to sit with me on the plane. You guys know I'm scared of death.
We know. We've already thought of that.
Okay. All right. See you.
Out.